This is a moment to reflect on Christmas, as Sister Tracy Y. Browning invites us to embark on a spiritual journey this season.
Christmas is the bridge that we travel to shepherd us into the new year. And as we make our way across, we're invited to consider the miracle of the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, who was born in humble circumstances in the city of David and wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. As we make our Christmas pilgrimage, maybe we can see ourselves as modern-day wise men and women, looking perhaps at stars atop evergreen trees and lights glistening all around us, rejoicing with great joy at the signs set before us to guide and direct our journey toward Jesus Christ, to him who is the light of the world. If we catch the scent of a certain spice hanging in the air during this season, maybe it's to remind us to bring with us gifts to give to the Son of the living God. Not gold and frankincense and myrrh, but a worshipful sacrifice of our broken heart and a contrite spirit. And to those among us who love and care for children, perhaps we're akin to present-day shepherds, keeping watch over our flock, listening for earthly angels sent by the Lord with invitations to fear not, because they come bearing directions to where our Savior may be found. Do we not remember to whisper these good tidings of great joy into the ears of our children as a testimony, so that when they, with childlike wonder, spy Christmas colors of reds and greens, golds and white, they remember the perfect and pure atoning sacrifice of their Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who offers them the gift of salvation and new and eternal life. Christmas allows us to make a spiritual journey to Bethlehem, to gain a witness for ourselves of our Savior Jesus Christ, and then to carry that witness forward, and with tongues loosened and feet and hands ready to make it known abroad and bear record of all that we've come to know concerning him. We can make that pilgrimage to the Savior by remembering. God gives us the gift of remembrance so we do not forgive the giver, so that we come to feel his limitless love for us and learn to love him in return. The ancient prophet Moroni exhorts us to remember that every good gift cometh of Christ.
That was an excerpt from Sister Tracy Y. Browning's talk, Remember, Remember. This is a moment to reflect.